lot of it be Greek to me. I don't have no schooling to learn very much about it.
Well, I don't know anything about this. I know how to turn it on and turn it off. And the man in the repair shop told me to punch those things when it starts to squeal. But that's about all I can do. I get out my screwdrivers and tighten the screws now and then. This thing's gone. Oh, 10,000-11,000 miles. Just in the back of one of these station wagons rattling around.
Hmm.
It's been repaired once.
All I can get out of this, they just want a different expression, a different talk, they'd be in different states.
Well, I'm just interested in Oklahoma. But other people are doing this in other places, and they're doing just about the same thing I'm doing. Now, I've got some things on my questionnaire that they don't have. They have some that I don't. But the most of this stuff we can check state by state and area by area.
Well, what state did you say you came from?
Well, I was born in Michigan. I grew up in California. I went into the Army in California. Then when I got out in 46, I went back to school, but went to UCLA before the war, but after the war I went to University of Arizona. And that started me moving back east.
You know, neighbor, I had two neighbors tell me, they've been down in Georgia, Alabama. He said, you can hear a group of people talking, you can't tell the color from the white, save your life, the voice in that room.
Mm-hmm.
Same tone,
same.
Southern brogue, you might call it.
Yeah, in certain parts that's the case, but in other parts of Georgia, it's not that way.
Oh, yeah. That's what he said in Georgia and part of Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. Alabama, too.
Alabama.
Down in parts of the Georgia coast, they have a very strange way of talking. They call it gullah. It's a Negro dialect, and it's all by itself there. But I guess it's just about impossible to understand it. You mentioned breaking new ground. What do you do when you do that?
Well, what we call breaking new ground, we got worlds of underground roots that it has to be put a cutter on your breaking plow to cut those first time into stumps. If the roots are plowed by and cut by plows, they next year and probably a lot of them will pull up. In a few years, they'll rot out.
So you cut your trees down first?
Yeah, they had the stump. That's where you cut the trees. Well, we deadened some few large trees, but most of the time, all the new ground Dad put in, us boys, we would cut the trees down except a few extra large trees. We'd deaden those extra large ones and have to carry them out the second year. They'd blow over in the crop. But when we start kind of plow through it with what we call a cutter bar, just a few teams that could plow through the new ground. Very few of them.
Those and oxen, huh?
I imagine those oxen would have been pretty good. This boy would plow this for us. He sure done a good job. He'd pull roots and do what we couldn't have possibly pulled in two of those horses. But he'd just keep shaking that plow and them things just look like trying to go on through there. After a while, somebody come with him.
Mm. It makes your eyes pop, doesn't it?
They was awful powerless too. But good gracious, he'd plow all day. He'd plow a strip around 10 acres, not in white of meal, that stove in the whole day.
It's no wonder people